Can't really call it a Santa Claus rally, but stock indexes did end the holiday-shortened week on the upside, slightly. The Dow rose 70 points at just 0.2% on Christmas Eve to close at 30,199. That's only 1/10 higher for the entire week. The S&P gained 0.4 on the day and 2 for the week. The NASDAQ, 0.3 on Thursday and 4 over the 4 days. All the chaos over coronavirus relief, a potential government shutdown, more lockdowns and travel restrictions dampened enthusiasm. One of the biggest losers during Christmas Eve trading, the Alibaba Group. It lost 13%, its biggest one-day drop ever, after China announced it's opening an antitrust investigation against it. Another hard-hit business during the pandemic, the local gym and fitness center. Many have been closed most of the year, but as they slowly reopen, NBC's Dan Shenneman reports they're hoping to prove to the many still exercising and those who want to lose that quarantine 15 that it is safe.
A survey by ClassPass.com says 25% of professionals are exercising more now than before the pandemic. Those working from home are using the time once earmarked for travel to work to train. Gyms want those customers back. In 2021, Andy Swansburg of TSG believes gyms will need to ease the concerns of customers. Technology can help.
A huge thing that we saw successful with our technology is being able to pick your spot. A lot of the anxiety of just the ambiguity of what to expect when you walk in can be eliminated by some simple things of just knowing exactly where to go, knowing you're going to have your little oasis inside of a room during this pandemic goes a long way right now.
And the pandemic 15 is hitting our pets, too. A recent survey by Hills Nutrition found pet obesity is surging. More than 71% of veterinarians blame the pandemic, with people spending more time at home. 53% of pet parents say they've been giving their pets treats more often, and for no reason. 6 in 10 vets expect to see more fat pets in the new year. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.